You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. Today, it's James and my co-host. He volunteered. He volunteered, guys. I didn't force him to be here. He's great. He's funny. He's amazing. He's Glenn Tickle. Glenn, welcome.
Hello.
I'm so happy that you volunteered, that you reached out and said, hey, I would love to come co-host sometime. And I was like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I've been checking in to the show and the past, how long has it been? Like every time, it's sometimes you had, what's the other guy? And then Luke's been out for a bit.
Yeah, then I've had Danny, and then I just had like rotating people come on or whatever. And nobody wants to. I think I scare people away. I don't know what it is.
You're terrifying. you're very intimidating present. That's what it is.
I am intimidating because I was in New York last week. I just got back yesterday. So this is Tuesday. Or this is Monday. I got back at 1 a.m. in L.A. this morning on Monday. This is when we're recording it. And I am intimidating because anytime would be like people like homeless people or people try to sell stuff to you on the streets or whatever, I would just be like, no. And then like gather my whole family. Like I was like the sheepdog and like just keep pushing them forward or whatever. And so nobody really like harassed us or whatever. But the weirdest thing that happened to us is we're in Central Park. We're leaving Central Park. And as we go to the street, all these cop cars are blocking everything off. We're like, what's going on? And then we hear this guy go, look out. And we look up and it looks like, you know, like if you throw sheets of paper in the air, how they kind of like just float down, like,
yeah.
We look up, we think they're sheets of paper, but he's like, run! And everybody runs. It's big sheets of ice coming off the building. And
yeah, one of my greatest
smash fears. Into a car, like right in front of smash through a car. And I was like, whoa. And I'm like, tell my kids, like, run, keep running. Like it's Godzilla, run. It is Godzilla.
That's one of my biggest fears when I'm in New York or any city, really.
I had no idea that was a thing. I had no idea ice would just come off of buildings at you and just, across the street, by the way.
It happens a ton, but we did have an ice storm in the area recently. So I think that had some, it's more than, like, that's not just every day. It's not just sheets of ice falling on the streets of New York every morning.
Yeah.
It is situational.
It was so odd. I was like, I'm worried about getting mugged, stabbed, pushed on the subway, but
did you go back in time as well?
No.
They're back in 1974.
But there is actually an increase of that kind of stuff in New York right now. I've been keeping track of all that stuff, so it has gone up, and it's because they're like with the pandemic, there's been less resources for homeless people and for like those who need mental assistance. So there's a ton of them sleeping on the subways, and then, you know, they're off their medications. And so it causes some weird situations. And I feel bad because like I want to help. And there is actually a group. I'm actually going to shout them out on this episode because I really want to bring awareness to this, because for me, we did give money to them and stuff. And I feel like they did a great job. We were on the subway. There was a ton of homeless people on there. And I mean, literally every car we got on, there was at least one homeless person on the subway or whatever. And where is the thing? Free food for the homeless. Try saying that five times fast. Free food for the homeless. If you go to Instagram, that's their handle. Free food for the homeless. I'll put it in the show notes too. You could Venmo them at free food for the homeless. They literally go around bringing coolers on the subway and offering the homeless people that are on there food and water and whatever they need and stuff. They do a great job. Tons of volunteers. They were super awesome. So it's good to see people trying to help. Cause you feel bad, especially cause it was free. I don't know about you. You live in Pennsylvania, right?
New Jersey.
Okay. And so it's cold. Right.
Yeah.
I've never experienced. I'm not a snow guy. Like I was in Chicago.
Right. You're in California. Like I'm checking the temperature. It's 27 degrees outside.
All right. Let's see what it is in LA right
and
now.
I am in a shed. It's a bit insulated because I built nice. I have a broadcast booth in a shed in my yard because I'm doing so many virtual shows.
Yeah.
So that now I just have like a dedicated space because I don't have a home office anymore now that my second kid was born.
Yeah.
So when I, which wasn't, thank you. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal until I started having a ton of virtual shows because I haven't had like a regular job in a while. So I, you know, I can get by without an office, but
yeah,
now if I'm doing, I think 4 virtual shows on Friday, they're going to be on the, I'll be on the road at the time, but like,
wait,
there's
okay,
days
wait.
Like that where I have a ton of shows to do on the internet, just spaced out throughout the day. So it's nice. I can just leave everything set up in here and then go out, tell jokes in a shed in my room. You know, just like we all dreamed of as kids. Remember when you were a little boy, you said, I want to be a comedian someday so I can sit in a box in my backyard and tell my iPad jokes.
So wait, you're going to be on the road and you have to do... you have to do virtual shows while you're on the road, so you'll be like in a hotel room doing the virtual show. That's probably worse than hearing some of the other stuff going on in hotel rooms during the day.
It ended up getting moved, but I was at one point supposed to be in Florida for a taping, then the morning before I fly out at 3:30 a.m. do a virtual show for a company in India, and then I think there was another one at 4:30, then fly home, and then at 4 in the afternoon do a third virtual show from home.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, I'll do it. Like, this is, it's mostly because like that seems like a fun story. Like, yeah, I'll have a horrible day so that I can talk about it later.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. That's America. That's what America's all about.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I was in New York. Okay, I don't know if this is a real thing or not. And I don't know even know if this is possible.
So New since York,
you
live... yeah, it exists.
No, no.
But... there wasn't a prank we pulled in.
You're like, surprise, it's not real.
Ah, gotcha. You flew all the way here for nothing. You were in Newark, dummy.
That's highly possible. So there's a lot of, like, street performers in New York. And as I'm on the subway, I'm just looking around, and I see odd things. New York has a bunch of odd, at least to me, like it's very odd. And I was like, there's these people play like saxophone on the subway or dance on the subway or whatever. I was like, you know, it'd be fun to go on the subway with a speaker and roast people. Just roast people.
Absolutely
on the
subway. Hard pass.
And then as I was thinking about it, I was like, you better have the biggest dude possible with you when you start roasting people on the subway, because someone's gonna beat you up. Like, you're gonna get in a fight. Bus.
You get attacked. Like, you don't even have to roast people. You can just talk into the speaker on the subway, and I feel like somebody's gonna try to fight you. And rightfully so.
Yeah, I think
you would deserve it.
I was like, that should be somebody should. I was thinking, like, I should start a show called James Roast America, and I just go around America roasting people, just finding random people like on a street corner and just roasting people and see what happens. But I'm like, I'm gonna have to hire security because there's no way I can do that. Like, I'm gonna have to have a camera guy, me, and a security guy. And that's like that, you know, and see how it works out. But also, I was thinking I could ask people like, hey, would you be cool if I roasted you? Like, would that be fun for you right now? Like, I wouldn't want to just go up to people like, hey, sir, you look like you have a...
I feel like a lot of people would say no. Wouldn't that be the problem?
Could you say maybe, but...
Somebody came up, if a stranger came up to me on the street and said, hey, can I roast you? I would politely decline.
I might laugh. I would probably be like, all right, let's see what you got. But I would probably roast them back. You know what I'm saying? So it would do.
I've been asked to do roast shows and I've turned those down because it doesn't seem like fun. Like, I don't want some stranger doing it.
But if I wore a shirt that just said like James Roast America, right? So you know who I am. Like, I'm here to roast you. You know what's going to happen. And I like white up to me. I don't know. I thought about it. I was like, man, that might be a fun idea. I think the New York, like going to New York and doing it, that would have to be like almost a season on its own, because you're just going to run into randomly wild people. That'd be so much fun. Like, we saw a dude who has like a pink rat on his shoulder that he trained to like stay there when he put it down. I was like, he definitely got a high. He got that rat addicted to something. And now the rat's never going to go away because it knows I'm going to get whatever that guy gave me.
It was pink.
He dyed the rat pink. Yes.
I was going to say, I was going to ask, like, pink as in didn't have any fur, or pink as in dyed the fur?
Yeah, pink
you
as in...
You can train rats pretty easily. I've had rats before. Like, you can get one to sit there with minimal effort, I would say. Yeah.
Oh.
They're great, but they only live for, like, 2 years. So it's just a constant rotation of sadness. Wait, other than that, they're great pets.
So, but how long does it take to train them? Because if they die every 2 years or whatever, they pass on to you. Like, how do you?
Less than 2 years. I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's been a while since we've had them. I didn't have like a circus act. They were just pets, so I didn't train them to do that much.
I feel like that's a lot of work for minimal pay. I don't know. I don't know what the time frame payback is. But I did tip a guy who played saxophone on the subway. It was amazing. I also saw a young child dance provocatively for money on the subway. And when nobody tipped him, I'm not kidding you, when nobody tipped him, his dad grabbed him and yanked him off the subway like, hey, you're going to get me killed by my drug dealer for not earning enough money. Like, it was that kind of like anger. Like, I owe a bookie and you're not helping me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay. It was wild.
I like performances on the train.
Really?
On the platform. Like, if there's a musician set up on the platform, sure. Like, I've probably got earbuds in anyway. But on the train, get out of here. It's crowded enough. We're all just trying to get where we're going.
That's okay. I can feel that. I do like some of the stations have like people singing or whatever. Although I guess it tends to be karaoke, or at least it looked like karaoke to me, where like they're playing the track on their phone and then singing along with it. And it was like, okay, whatever. You know,
yeah. No big deal. I mean, it'd be hard to set up with a full band.
Yeah. No. Jimmy Kimmel does it sometimes, or Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. Jimmy
Fallon. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen people have like. I'm trying to think what's the most number of people I've seen performing together. Probably four. But it's not that impressive of a number.
Right.
It'd be wild if it was like a full orchestra.
If I ever get rich enough, I'm going to do that. I'm going to learn how to sing one opera song. I'm going to get an entire orchestra to go down into whatever the biggest part of New York is, with the biggest subway area, set it up and sing an opera song just randomly and see what...
Just ruin... subway traffic for a whole day.
Ruin it. Just ruin it. Make everyone mad at me. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it seems like a fun thing. Well, I mean, I know like in Santa Monica, like they're on the promenade, they have people singing. And that's the thing is, comedy doesn't work that way. You couldn't go and set up and do jokes that way, because somebody's walking by.
That's the best I ever got.
Which is what?
To do exactly that was like busk as a comedian. I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. That would be horrible. The guy's like, get a t-shirt that says that I'm a comedian, and then you stand on the corner with like a PA and you tell jokes as people are walking by. I'm like, that's awful.
No, that's don't a good ever, way to get punched in the face.
To me again. Yeah, like what? And it doesn't work. Like, just, yeah. I mean, I guess if you're a one-liner comic, it might still be bad and don't do it, but that's probably the way to make it work, as opposed to... Like, I do, like, longer stories that reference other things that I've talked about previously. It's not like a drive-by.
Yeah. Did you hear me 2 blocks ago when I was telling that story? Because I'm going to reference it in this joke.
You weren't here, but, like, 15 minutes ago, I was telling this one story about baby teeth. So we're gonna reference that. The punchline isn't going to make any sense if you didn't hear me before. But just trust me. It's a really good joke.
Yeah, it's a weird
T-shirt that I'm a comedian. That's how you know, because of the T-shirt.
That's the thing. That's the hard part is, right, is like that it's going to be odd. Like, is the only art form you couldn't do street performances for, really, because people can walk by and enjoy music, right? You're playing the saxophone, whatever. You can just walk by. Okay, that's cool. And then keep going. But if you're like in the middle of a joke, like, hey, there's a little, and then like they're not hearing it. Nothing. It's weird. I didn't get to do any stand-up while I was in New York. We did a lot of other items and stuff that might...
That was going to be my question about your trip.
I did not. I intentionally... Well, to be fair, I also was in the process of working on a pilot and two features. So I really didn't have time to go try to do stand-up right now. I'm working on a set for Dry Bar. And you know how that is. And
yeah.
We talked about that. So do you feel like Dry Bar has helped your comedy career now?
No question. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I think when I don't know if it was even out yet when we talked.
I think it had just come out. I think it just like dropped.
Changing. They gave me a date. They gave me a month when it was going to come out. So I set up a bunch of interviews, and then that month came and went and it wasn't out. And then I was like, hey, how about that special? And they're like, oh, we moved it. Oh, okay. So, I'm sure you've heard that from other people, because I've talked to other comics who've done Dry Bar, everyone's like, yeah, it's just kind of how it is. I'm like, okay.
So it'll be out between, it'll be out between some time and some other time. And you're like, oh, okay.
They recorded it January of 2020, and they're like, it'll probably be out late this year or early next year. Like, it'll be a while. Like, that's totally fine. Like, I don't sit on it. However, I'm not like a topical comic. It's not like the jokes aren't going to make sense a year from now. It's just let me know so I can, you know, do what I can on my end to promote it and like let people know it's coming out. And I don't mind that they sat on it for it was like a year and a half, I think.
Yeah.
Because that was the first year and a half of a pandemic. It's not like I was touring, you know. But since it came out, I've had a ton of people reaching out. I started working with one booker in particular who's been getting me like a lot of corporate stuff, but then like just I'll get random emails from people that saw it and like, hey, do you want to come to, I don't know, I can't think of a place that I've been for that. I don't know. Do you want to come to Kansas City? Yeah, I'll go to Kansas City.
Which Kansas City though? Is it Kansas City,
Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri? I'm actually, yeah, I'm going to be there next week. This week. No, nice. Next week.
Is it getting you more corporate work or more club work or both?
More both, because I didn't do a lot of club work to begin with. I did a fair amount of corporate before. I'm doing way more now, but I would do like one-nighters and bar shows and then a ton of college stuff, which is, you know, where I did most of my paid work was through colleges. Clubs I've had little success getting into, mainly because there aren't that many near me. The one, like the closest thing to a home club that I have, I feel like I've conquered. Like there's no more hills to climb at Steel Stacks for me. It's a great venue if you're ever in Bethlehem. I just did a show there two nights ago. But yeah, like I headline there every once in a while, and they bring me in sometimes to do other stuff. So I'm like, I don't know. They don't like pass comics in the traditional sense, but yeah, I mean, I'm as pass as I'm going to get there. Or like I could drive an hour and a half a couple times a week to try to get in at the Stress Factory or something, or I could spend time with my children. And that's what I choose to do. I will go lean into what pays. And while that was mostly colleges, now it's mostly corporate stuff. I am doing Gutty's comedy clubs.
Gutty's?
This weekend and next weekend. Okay. Not to plug it, but just like that. Those were the first club dates that I had. 2020 hit. And then I realized like, it might be my like full-on club, like club weekend as a headliner. I was trying to remember if that was true, and I think that it is. Like shows at a lot of clubs, but I think this is maybe the first time I'm headlining one.
That's awesome. Congrats, dude. That's awesome. I always wanted to do Gutty's.
Everyone's... I was realizing it as I was saying it. That's why that's why I said it so weird. I was like, wait, is that true? Like I've been in a lot of comedy clubs. That can't be the first time. I've probably done like one off headline shows. You know?
How many Gutty's are there? Do you know?
Two, I believe. I believe it is Indianapolis and Minneapolis.
Ooh, the Apolises.
Both Apolises.
I don't know if that's a word or anything.
Well, they booked. They reached out. Like, oh, we can book you at the club's consecutive week. I'm like, you can. That's not if they're very far away from each other. That's not any more convenient than going out 6 months apart. But yeah, that's fine. Because we put it on the books a while ago, so I had almost literally nothing else booked for the year. So yeah, whatever weeks you want me, I'm free.
That's awesome. I always want to do those clubs. Those are like, I hear from a lot of people how good they are, how great they are. Queen comedians love them. They love Queen comedians. It's a great venues. So that's my, I would love to do those at some
point. I did a drop in at the Indianapolis one a few weeks ago because I was on the road, had a free night and Ricky Glore was performing.
Ricky, I love Ricky.
I do as well. Yeah. It wasn't like 100% on the way, but it wasn't, with a whole, like, I had a day to get from, I think it was, let's say, Kentucky to somewhere in Ohio. And I'm like, oh, it's like 2 hours out of my way, but I have 36 hours to kill. So why not go see Ricky at a club? Because I'd already booked the weekend. Like, I was already going to be there. So I'm like, I'd never been there before. So like, oh, let me go check it out. They let me do a drop-in. It was a lot of fun. and I'm going back. I have to drive out to, I have a ridiculous week coming up. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, Indianapolis, Chicago,
wow,
Kansas City, Shawnee, Missouri, which I think is just outside Kansas City, Lincoln, Nebraska, then Minneapolis, then home. Wow. I think that's all.
And are you driving all that? Like you're driving?
Yeah.
And are you
I'm a lunatic.
Yeah. Are you taking anyone with you? Are you taking like a...
No.
Like a, so you're just doing me. All... Whoa. So they're going to book the middle and the opener for you then?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I thought if it wasn't such a long trip, I might have been like, oh, can I bring somebody to split that drive? I might have also flown out to Minneapolis, but I was like, well, I don't get out to the Midwest that much. So if I need to be there 2 weekends in a row, let me see if I can fill out the weekend between. And a comic I met at a festival in Dayton, Ohio, from Kansas City, Jeff Krakenberg. I'm worried I'm going to mess up his name. He reached out. I think at the festival, we found each other on Facebook. And then when I knew he was from Kansas City, so when I was looking to fill the week, I was like, oh, let me reach out to Jeff. And then I couldn't find him on Facebook anymore. And then I just assumed he died. But he...
Wait, if someone's on Facebook, you just assume that they're dead?
Yeah. That's why every time I get an email from you, I was like, oh, hey.
He's alive.
He's still around. Good for him. That same week, Jeff found me on Twitter to be like, hey, man, if you're ever in the Midwest, I'm like, I'm going to be in the Midwest in like 2 weeks. And I'm looking to fill dates. Do you have anything? And he made some calls and he filled up my week. So
well,
bother that guy if you're looking for dates in Kansas City.
Well, have him hit me up so we can find him and get him on the podcast. I'd love to talk to him because we talked to a lot of like New York comedians, LA comedians. Don't talk a lot of the Midwest comedians. And that's someplace I have no experience with whatsoever. I performed in New York. I performed in LA. I've been around. No big deal. But Midwest, it sounds like one, it seems like there's a lot more clubs, right? Because that's where most of America lives, in the middle of America, the flyover states, as the people on the coast call it. But I would love to talk to him. So have him reach out or hit him up and let me
know. Yeah, I'll send him a message. Yeah, it's it does seem like there's more. Like there's a ton of comedy clubs all over, but I think it's because it's a huge area. Like when I was looking at this trip I had coming up, I'm like, well, once I get to the general Midwest, I might as well just stay there. And that's a ridiculous thing. Cause it's like, I have to go from Chicago to Kansas City. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'll spend the night in Chicago and then I'll leave in the morning to get to my show, Kansas City that night. That's like a 10-hour drive. I'm like, this was a mistake, I think, on my part, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I want to see. I would love to do a road trip. My goal is hopefully one of these scripts that I'm working on sells. Then I could buy a Tesla, and then I could just drive across America and going to comedy clubs and doing comedy that way, and then like come back. You know, I get that I said the most pretentious thing I've ever said on this podcast, where I said I want to get a Tesla and drive across America. You know, hey guys,
you think that's the most pretentious thing you've ever
said? Oh, I don't know. I think it. I feel like it is. Have I said other pretentious?
I mean,
things?
It's not unpretentious. I just feel like you could probably top that if we go back in the archives. You know,
I would love to find if any of you find
you
the most
bring
pretentious
up wanting a Tesla.
A lot.
If you make a bingo card for this show, that's for sure on there as a free space.
100%. 100%. Here's why. Where I live in California is like, I see one every place I go. There's like not a place I don't see one. And I'm the only person I'm the only person with still a gas powered car in my neighborhood. So then it's like, I'm like, well, I should have one too, you know, but it's like, okay, you're not going to get one anytime soon. You know?
I have, there's a fair number of them in Jersey. What I've been surprised now that I'm like getting back on the road is, there's chargers everywhere now.
Everywhere. There's over 30,000 of them, actually.
When I was looking, I have a Honda Fit now that I bought, I think, in 2017. And at the time, I was like, oh, like, should I try to get a hybrid? Should I try to get an electric? But even then, that was just a couple of years ago. It's like, yeah, I don't know. If I just get an electric, like, am I going to be able to take it far? Like, if I leave this immediate area, am I going to be able to charge it in Ohio? And now, like, yeah, I think it's a pretty safe bet at this point.
Yeah. I mean, the Midwest is actually popping up full of, obviously, you know, the East Coast and West Coast have the most chargers, right? and then Florida. But like everywhere else, like there's like when I was in Texas and we rented one, it was hard to find a charger. Like it, we there was one in Austin and one whatever. And then when we drove around, I was like, oh, we're getting low. I saw the drive, hurry back to Waco and then plug it in Waco because that's where we're staying. And then supercharge it there and then plug it in. Luckily, they're going to plug it in my hotel too. There's a lot of hotels that have it that are not on the supercharger list and stuff. So it's pretty good. I have said pretentious things. I'm sure I have. I would love to
all the time. That's why I was surprised by how unpretentious I thought that was.
I thought it was pretty pretentious, but I don't know how pretentious. I don't feel like I'm that pretentious. I feel like I'm a pretty down to earth.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we talk about ourselves for a living, so just that's a pretty solid base level of pretension.
Well, to be fair, I make fun of myself in situations with my family, so it's like very much like I'm an idiot and I'm okay with that, which is that's exactly true. But David Studebaker always says that I'm if a guy who wanted to be a UFC fighter, which I did want to be, became a dad and still thought he was a UFC fighter. That's what he thinks. That's how he would describe me as a person. And so I'm like, okay, but I don't know. I did just help him move all of his furniture by him and me. And we moved a ton of furniture one weekend. He threw out his back and then just got like sore.
Like, so that's what I do all the time. I can't carry that. My back hurts. I got to go lay down.
I don't want to, I hate moving, but everyone calls me to move and it's like the worst. I don't know.
See, I have a spinal disease. Nobody calls me to move. Nobody's been like, hey, can you help me move a couch since I was like 18? And it's great. It is. I mean, having a spinal disease, I don't recommend it, but the fact that like no one in my family's ever been like, we have to move a chest of drawers, call Glenn. Because even if I'm there, I'm like, oh, I can help you carry that. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, you know what? Good point. I'm going to go watch cartoons.
Way to let them opt you out. They would just, you don't have to opt out. They opt you out. Yeah. What is it, like spinal bifida?
It is ankylosing spondylitis.
What is that?
It's a fun one where if left unchecked, it would fuse all my vertebrae into one bone.
Whoa. Yeah. So how do you keep it from happening? Do you have to like do yoga every day or something?
I probably am supposed to, but I don't. I have medication.
That's the most pretentious thing I've ever said. You should do yoga every day.
I've heard that it helps, but I can't like doing anything that involves getting on the floor is like that's too high of a bar for me to clear. I go for a dumb little walk every day to get exercise. That's about it. But I have medication and stuff. The fun part is that the medication lowers my immune system. So that's been a real fun decision to make every 3 weeks for the past 2 years. I'm like, oh, do I really want to do this now? Because at first, when we're all just staying home all the time, it wasn't that big of a deal. But now that I'm like going back out into the world, I'm like, oh, I should probably, like I was supposed to do it today, but I have that trip coming up. I'm like, I am going to like 6 different cities in a week and a half. So I don't know. I feel like I would like my immune system to be as active as it could be.
I would assume
out there.
I would assume if that was me, I would just be chewing airborne like it was gum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a lot of those things in my mouth. Well, you know how much like, cause you go to New York a lot too. Like, you know how you have to like walk a lot of places in New York. Even if you take the subway, you still have to walk. I went to New York. I gained 6 pounds somehow.
Why?
Well, I'm guessing it's probably all the like pizza places I stopped at along the walk, but it was
Dollar Slice pizzas.
Yeah.
New York's greatest treasure. I know. I feel like a lot of New York comics complain about it. Pizza's my favorite food. I get genuinely very excited when I go to New York because I know I can buy Dollar Slice pizza. And
$3 right now, actually. I didn't find a dollar slice. Cheapest I found.
It's been a while since I've been in there. The one by Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
From Louis, from the Louis thing, right?
Went up. Yeah. It went up the last time I was there. I think they went from $1 to $1.50.
I think did I pay? I can't remember how much. I know that I paid 5 and 6 at a couple places, and I paid 3 at a few places. But I didn't get any dollar. I couldn't find any dollar pizza again anymore. Even a hot dog was $6. A hot dog, a street hot dog was $6.
Yeah.
What's this country coming to?
I'm not eating street hot dogs. I'll roll the dice on pizza all day long. But...
No street hot dogs for you?
No.
Come on, man.
Well, and I might be going to Toronto in a couple of weeks for a show, and I heard that they have, like, all the hot dog vendors have vegetarian dogs, like, in the cart in Toronto. I'm like, I would do that.
Are you vegetarian?
Yeah.
Oh, how hard is that on the road? I know other comedians that are vegan that are
now,
real hard sometimes.
Super easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 years ago, tough, right?
Even like when I started, I went, you know, I wasn't really touring a lot, but it was when I stopped eating meat around the time my older daughter was born. She just turned 9. So it's been coming up on a decade. And yeah, when I started, like, there would be times we'd go out to eat and there's not a ton of options. Around the time I started, I did a show with Mike Kaplan, who is famously vegan.
Yep.
And I asked him, I'm like, on the road, like, I understand how at home, like, it's easy to do. I mean, not easy, but
easier.
Manageable.
Right.
Like, on the road, like, what do you do? He's like, a lot of places I'll just get, like, a side of steamed carrots because that's all they have. I'm like, that sounds miserable. I can't.
Yeah. We went to Mama Yama. I don't know what it was. Someplace in New York. Yeah. It was an Asian fusion place type.
Oh, okay.
In New York. And they had, I'm definitely not vegetarian. I'm from Texas, like a big meat guy. That's what I grew up on. But they had this boom boom cauliflower stuff. Holy cow, dude. It was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. I was like, yo, I would eat this all day, every day. Like, if I had to be vegetarian and they were like, hey, you can have this, I'm like, yeah, I'm in 100%. Like, some food I like that.
Good.
Yeah. I was like, this is amazing. I love that. But, you know, at the same time, I also had chicken or I had duck wings because they had duck wings on the menu, which I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't ever want to offend somebody's sensibilities. Like,
well, I know. I've done jokes about not eating meat on stage, and I'm going to try to do them in the Midwest this upcoming week. And I feel like I have a rough idea how they're going to land, and I'm going to do them anyway, and we'll see how it goes.
He don't eat meat. What's he doing out here? Oh, we got steak and potatoes.
Well, they did. I did one on the Dry Bar special.
Yeah.
And Dry Bar puts out those compilations where it'll be like, oh, here's a bunch of jokes about cars. They did one about vegetarians. Mm-hmm. So it's like 10 other comics complaining about vegetarians, being like, don't you hate vegetarians? And then I'm like, hey, here's a great joke about how I don't eat meat. But they titled it The Real Reason People Don't Like Vegetarians. I'm like, is it me? Are you saying it's me? Because the way you titled this, it makes it feel like you're saying I'm the reason.
It's everybody. Don't. It's all the ones of hating it. And then it's you at the end, like, let me explain to you why I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah. And I do. I don't remember if they kept it in the. It's in the special. I don't know if it's in that compilation. But I do mention specifically. I'm like, I'm not pushy about it. I'm not going to hand out flyers after the show. Just do whatever you want. It's mostly at this point, honestly, just because I've been doing it for so long, and I like. I don't want to break a streak, you know. Like, no, I don't drink either, because almost 3 years ago I had like a bad reaction because of a medication I was taking, and then. So like I'm very pale. I'm Irish. So sometimes when I would drink, like, my face would get flush, which is a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
But this time it happened. It was like bright red and hurt.
Ooh.
And I was like, well, I don't like that at all. And I only sort of like being a little bit drunk. So I'm just not gonna, cause I didn't know what medication, cause I'm on so many. I was like, it could be any one of them. I don't know. I need those ones so that my bones don't turn into one bone. So I'm just not going to drink anymore. And now I'm on different medications and not as many. So I'm like, I could probably figure it out. But I'm like, it's been almost 3 years. Why stop now? You know,
yeah, no,
love
no.
a streak.
I wouldn't risk it either. I couldn't do that. Yeah. I understand that. So let's plug your comedy dates. So people know where to go. Cause it's going to come out on Tuesday. So plug it and let's get you some people to the shows.
Yeah, March 4th and 5th, I'm at Gutty's in Indianapolis. And the 11th and 12th of March, I'm at Gutty's in Minneapolis. Kansas, if you go to my Bands in Town page, it'll have all the links. I'm trying to remember what date matches up with what city I'll be in.
I'll put the link in the show notes so people know.
Yeah, do you use Bands in Town?
No, I'm always in my own town. No one needs to know what towns I'm in.
I used it a little bit years ago, but then I realized most of the shows that I were doing were like colleges or private shows, so there was no real need to promote them. So wait, I stopped using it.
Don't you have your own website? Do you ever put your like schedule on your own website and stuff or no?
Yeah, it's just a plugin from Bands in Town. Now. Like it fills in the calendar because then I only have to put them in one spot. I've done it on my site where I've just listed them, but I then will never update it. Like I'll change it twice a year. But Bands in Town is easy to like add stuff to. And it sounds like I'm doing a commercial for them, but it's the easiest way. Well, you asked about like Dry Bar, whether it's helped my career, and it's certainly upped the number of people who email me and be like, hey, when are you coming to Biloxi? I'm like, well, I mean, probably never, but you know, I always write back because it happens infrequently enough that it's like, it's the number of times it's happened. It's probably genuinely like once or twice a week for the past few months. So it's not a constant stream of fan mail that I'm bragging about. It's like, I'll get emails from people be like, hey, come to Tennessee or wherever. I'm never going to remember, oh, this guy wanted me to come to Memphis, so I should write him back. I'm not going to find that email ever again. So I write back. I was like, oh, reach out to the local, whatever venue you go to watch comedy. Email them and be like, hey, is Glenn Tickle going to be here anytime soon? And they're going to say, we have no idea who that is. Send them a link or something.
Well, there is I heard of some comedian before we go. I heard of some comedian who on their website, whenever you would like subscribe to their newsletter, you would pick what like city and state you're from or whatever. And then then it would generate to their mailer. So then when they were in that town, it would send the email to those people who were in that area within like, 50 miles or 100 miles or whatever.
Bands in Town is.
Oh, that's what it does? Oh, I like it. So it keeps track.
It sounds like I'm doing a commercial for him, but it is just like, because I signed up as a performer, but also just as a person. So I get emails about bands coming through the greater suburb New Jersey area.
All right, guys. And this week's episode is sponsored by Bands in Town.
It is. If you sign up, it's free. You get emails when bands that you like are coming through your area.
Justin Bieber's coming to the crypto.com arena. So I might go see that.
Can't wait. No. I just got one the other day about the Verve Pipe.
And are they coming Verve back? Pipe. All right. Yeah, it's bittersweet. Yeah. Bittersweet Symphony right there.
No, that's the Verve.
Oh, is it? Oh, what's... Yeah. Wait. I always mess
Verve Pipe was
up.
The freshman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Time. We were nearly freshmen. That's right. Okay. Yeah. We were barely freshmen. We were... What's the word?
Nearly.
Yeah, that's what I thought so. You're really freshman.
Yeah. They did they played Steel Sax I think 2 years ago and I couldn't make it. But they're coming back there. So I got the email from Steel Sax. All my friends who work there told me because they know I like that band, and then Bands in Town also updated me. I was like, awesome. I don't think I ever told Bands in Town that I like the Verve Pipe, but they figured it out.
Now they know. It's cool that those bands are coming back. All right. Glenn, where can people find you at?
At Glenn Tickle on all social medias, one end in Glenn. A lot of people have been throwing a second one in there lately. That's nobody. I don't think there is a two end Glenn Tickle in the world. There's two other Glenn Tickles.
Right.
But they spell it correctly.
One's in prison.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't talk to them that much. I checked in years ago because I was trying to get them on a talk show I was hosting, and neither of them ended up doing it. So who knows?
Was it called Three Tickles?
Well, I was just going to bring them on as guests, and all my questions were going to be about me, but asking them as if I was confusing them for myself.
I would pay to see that. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, the one's in Australia, and he's like, "That sounds dumb. I don't want to do that." And then the other one was on board, but then I called him from the stage, and he didn't answer.
Oh man, that's terrible. All right. Okay, so
I forgive him.
At Glenn Tickle everywhere. You go to Glenn Tickle, I believe it's glenntickle.com, right?
Yeah. Go to YouTube. Follow me on YouTube. I'm closing in on 1,000 and I want to break it because it's a nice round number.
Yeah, I love that. We're trying to get to 1,000 too. You can go to the Clean Comedy Podcast on Instagram. That's all where everything is. You can go to jamesdcrevis.com or thecleancomedypodcast.com is a website that has all the stuff on there, all the links to everything. You can go on there and look at stuff. We will be doing more updates. Glenn is going to come and co-host as often as he can. I'm shooting for a couple people to get on the podcast. The Verzi triplets are one of them, so that'll be fun. If Glenn can't make that one, probably won't have Glenn on for that one because that's four people like trying to that's a lot of people talking, so it's like, all right, we probably won't do that. But we'll have Glenn back and we'll find out about his adventures in the Midwest. I definitely want to know about
your, yeah. Next Monday, I'll be I'm in Chicago, but I don't have a show there. I'm just staying at my friend's apartment.
Oh, there you go. Dude, I love Chicago. Like Chicago food, I would eat a deep dish like all day, every day. See, that's the thing is I'm a naturally fat man. I'm just a fat man who burns a lot of stuff off real fast. But if I lived in Chicago or New York, my main meal would be pizza.
Like my main meal is pizza.
You're living my dream.
Well, that's my dream. Yeah. I get it on the road. Well, because like you said, I don't eat meat, so I know I can eat pizza.
Yeah, cheese pizza.
Even bad pizza is still pretty good most of the time, except for Mr. Pizza in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know what you did.
Oh, okay. We're going to cover that in another episode. All right. Okay, everybody. Now it's time to go. We're going to cover that in another episode. So now you're going to have to come back and listen when Glenn comes back again to go. So we're going to talk about Mr. Pizza, Grand Rapids. I'm going to write that down because otherwise I'll forget it. But we're going to.
I will 100% forget unless we bring up pizza again.
Yeah.
Which I probably will.
I love pizza. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please go like, subscribe. Please go join the YouTube, not only mine, but also, or not only Queen County Podcast, but also Glenn's. Let's get him to 1,000. Let's get the Queen County Podcast. Share it with everybody. Share it. Let's share it with the world. Let's make it happy. There's so much craziness going on in the world. Let's have some fun. Let's laugh. And if you guys enjoyed this, let us know. Glenn is amazing. I'm so glad you were here. Thank you, Glenn, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, friend.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one. Bye.